Hello, everyone. Today's post, you can see, has a theme, and it starts long, long ago in a galaxy far away. That's right. Jessica once again has done her magic and research and looked up a case law addressing Star Wars. So I'm sporting the Han shot first and continuing
nice.
The Han and Chewie theme.
I know!
Jessica sporting the Millennium.
The M! I can't do F. I don't know how to do F.
It's okay, but the shirt rocks. So,
thank you.
Jessica, what inspired today's post?
Well, I'd obviously done a Star Trek post a few months ago that was a ton of fun about, you know, judges who had made Star Trek references. Not really, it wasn't about Star Trek specific cases, which is where judges were working in Star Trek into their opinions and their orders. And so I'd always meant to do a Star Wars one, but it had gotten pushed to the back burner until I was actually one day talking with our good buddy Judge Serino, and he reminded me that he had actually made an excellent reference to Star Wars in a galaxy far, far away in a footnote in his famous Twitter opinion from last year. So, of course, I mean, and that just gets a lot of significance, you know, because it was a reference to Star Wars in such a very big, quite frankly, notorious opinion. I mean, it was a big deal where he was ordering, you know, Twitter to provide all this information for a criminal case. And so that, I think, probably wins as the coolest quote because it's got to be the quote that was read by the most non-legal geek types. So that's what inspired me to finally sit down and do the post on Star Wars and judges.
Awesome. So, how do the Star Wars mentions in the different cases compare to the Trek citations?
I have to say, and of course, I love both Star Wars and Star Trek, which I know maybe is wrong. I think true geeks are supposed to love one or the other, maybe. I don't know. Fanboy said that, so I'm never clear what the official geek dogma is on that. Okay. It's okay to love both. But, you know, in Star Wars, obviously, it's, I think, much more pervasive kind of an everyday culture. I mean, Darth Vader, you know, there are references to Darth Vader everywhere. There was that adorable commercial with a little kid playing Darth Vader. There was the petition recently to the White House that was fantastic. Yes, where they actually they were asking the White House to build our own Death Star, and there was some fantastic geek in the White House who actually delivered a fantastic geeky response to the petition, which, as a legal geek, I thought was awesome. So you see all these great Star Wars kind of mentions, and just Star Wars is such a big part of our culture, I think, even for non-geeks. But I have to say, when it came to judges, I think the Star Trek inspired more creativity, more cleverness among a lot of the judges than the Star Wars movies have. You know, there were some fun Star Wars references, but they just weren't as inspired. I mean, Star Trek, you know, they're like citing to Klingon dictionaries, and there are footnotes where they're explaining who the Romulans are, you know what I mean? There's just this kind of awesome stuff, and maybe because they're aware that not as many people know Star Trek or are familiar with Star Trek, because a lot of times the Star Wars references wouldn't even have a footnote or a proper citation, which kind of broke my heart as a lawyer. I'm like, that's wrong. You should cite to something, the movie, the books, the, you know, something. So it was, I thought that was interesting, though, to see that I think the Star Trek really inspired the judges more.
Well, my 2 cents on that, you have 6 movies, you know, starting in 1977, and they're iconic.
Yes.
Changed how we went to the movies.
True.
You have the notorious Christmas special that no one wants to talk about. you look at Star Trek and you have more movies and, you know, going on 50 years of, you know, television series over the decades.
Wow.
More conventions and everything else. When you look at all the different TV series and where they went, I think it's a little easier to have those pop culture references and opinions because of the number of TV shows, opposed to the mega motion picture coming out, you know, over the 30-year time period. So that would be my 2 cents on how that happened.
All right. That's an interesting point, too. I'll have to consider that.
Also, it's okay to like both. I watched, I watched Trek Nation on Netflix last week, where Gene Roddenberry's son went out over basically, it looked like a decade of doing interviews. And he did an interview with George Lucas before Episode 3 came out.
Oh.
Like Star Trek.
Huh?
And, I mean, and Lucas talked about how Star Wars was the space opera. I mean, it's
yeah.
it's a different type of story with how,
that's true.
How they did it. So it's okay to like, it's okay to like both.
Okay, thank you, Josh. Well, I have to say that, you know, there were some good quotes. I mean, I don't want to say there weren't some good quotes. There were some fun things that came up when I started researching Star Wars. And obviously, again, this is none of the Star Wars copyright cases. Star Wars and Star Trek both come up in a disturbing number of, like, pedophilia and other disturbing harassment cases, which I just quickly tried to get away from because it's so disturbing and so upsetting and so gross. But so trying to get just kind of to the references that there was no need to be there and they'd work them in anyway. You know, Yoda actually seemed to be a favorite. It's kind of like Spock was a big favorite of Star Trek judges. Yoda's a big favorite of the Star Wars judges. And I have to give a shout out to my own Federal Circuit. Wah, wah. The Seventh Circuit. Sorry, Star Wars has made me giddy.
but anyway, whatever works.
But the Star Wars, or the Seventh Circuit, actually had to comment at one point, as they said, and this quote actually is from them, they're like, "Size matters not, Yoda tells us." Which I just think is fantastic that the Seventh Circuit, which, you know, is kind of, none of the circuits are obviously, like, fun, lighthearted, but, you know, the Seventh Circuit's pretty hardcore, and so for them to quote Yoda as part of the lessons they tell, I thought was pretty funny. And it's also the Seventh Circuit that mentions the awesome 30 Rock episode where Liz Lemon dresses up as Princess Leia to avoid jury duty in Chicago, and they obviously said that, you know, well, that's funny for a TV show, you better not do that in real life. So I thought that was a fun reference, too.
Yeah, that would probably end badly. Now, granted, on one level, we don't want any of our federal courts to be known as the Fun District, you know, because that's, you know,
the 11th Circuit, they're the spring break judges, you know, down there in Florida. They're all like, woohoo!
I really don't think we have judges in sandals at the courthouse. I really... There's no judiciary gone wild. And you know what? I prefer it that way.
That's
they can
true.
Have. They're people, too. They have a sense of humor. But, you know, this is the Fun District would really probably make litigants uncomfortable.
Fair point. A couple other random things I thought was just funny, too, when I was doing my searches was somebody named their police dog Yoda, which I thought, I'm like, Chewbacca would seem more obvious, but still, I'm like, it's a Star Wars reference, so that's cute. And there's actually an assistant county prosecutor in Michigan named Luke Skywalker, which I don't even like Luke Skywalker as a Star Wars character, but I still think that's an awesome name to have as a real-life prosecutor. I don't know, I just thought that was so cool.
If your last name's Skywalker, I don't think you should be naming your kid Luke.
You have to! You can't give them any other name. Luke and Leia are your only two options.
I mean, that guy's childhood had to be rough, but that's... Now, one of my buddies named his son Luke so he could actually say, "Luke, I am your father," to him, so, you know, which I thought was pretty hardcore of him to do, so.
That's pretty awesome. Well, you know, I have a boy and a girl, and I realized too late, I'm like, if I had known I was going to have a boy and a girl, I could have named them Luke and Leia, and I'm like, dang, what a missed opportunity.
You know, that's bad planning on your part, so that's just too bad, but, let's get down to it. Let's get down to it and answer the important question. What are your favorite quotes from the movies?
Okay, well, probably two. One is when not when Han's about to be frozen, but in Return of the Jedi, when Princess Leia is about to shoot they're not really stormtroopers, I don't know what they were, but they're, you know, the evil Empire guys on the moon because they're trying to get in, you know, and Han says to her, "I love you," and she goes, "I know," which is obviously mirroring what he said to her right before he got frozen at the end of Empire Strikes Back. I love that. So I think that's a very small, just two lines, "I know," but given the backstory on that, I thought that was fantastic. And then the other one is, of course, the whole "these aren't the droids you're looking for," which I love because there's that fantastic fake motivational poster. Have you seen that one? It's called Regret, and you see a stormtrooper there, and the sign says, those were the droids I was looking for. So I just think that's very funny. So because of that, I love that quote. How about you?
Well, all of the movies have the line, "I've got a bad feeling about this."
So they all do?
Pop culture reference. They all do. And so, like, in the
cool. I didn't even realize that.
Episode 4, when they're in the trash compactor.
Okay.
So, you know, Return of the Jedi, as they're flying the shuttle in past Vader's Star Destroyer, I've got a bad feeling about this. So it's like
okay. They
worked it into all of them. And in the prequels as well. So I was that was fun.
That's cool.
But the others, I mean, like, yeah, these aren't the droids you're looking for is fun. And, you know, stay on target. The circle is now complete. Only a master of evil. You know, of course, just, you know, then I'll break out the lightsaber I have.
Oh! For,
you know, good, clean fun. You know, I had lunch with a partner, big firm, serious guy, and we're having lunch, and he's like, "Hey, do you have the lightsaber app on your iPhone?" And we both did. So
there
are plenty of geek attorneys out. You know, Gen X, we've made stuff. You know, we've made stuff from our childhood to continue having toys.
That's right. It is. It's all about still playing. And lightsabers are awesome. So if I could have a real one, I should have brought one of mine. Isaac has, like, yeah, 3 or 4 of them. I should have brought one of those from home, darn it.
Nice. Well, excellent, you know, to borrow from, you know, sci-fi, the adventure continues, and we'll see what quotes will pop up when we eventually have episode 7. But Jessica, stay geeky. Stay geeky, and remember, Han did shoot first.
That's right. Thanks, Josh, you too.